In Shavasana. Allow your body to be a body. Just do it. Be aware of your body being a body. What's taking place with your body? Are there any chronic areas that you've come into contact with? Are there any areas where there tends to be delight and joy? Are there ways in which you need to take care of yourself so that way you can remain whole and easy? Notice your abdomen raising and lowering with each breath. And leave the body alone. Do you tend to be aware of one side of the body differently or more or less than the other in another part? This is information. Just notice. Notice this during your day, during your life. Are you right-sided or left-sided? Are you top or bottom? Are you front or back person? Does that support you or does it hinder you? Are there ways in which you would like that you would find it useful to expand your awareness into other domains of your physical presence, including your body in your life? Turning your palms down, bringing your feet together. Raise both straighten legs into the air. Bring your knees to your forehead and support your back with your hands. Place your hands either to your buttocks for the inverted pose or move it up your back, up your spine. Toward or to the shoulder stand. As you learn to hold this asana longer and longer, as we move into the intermediate, advanced, intermediate, and advanced classes, this posture will be held longer. But for now, experience to whatever extent you can of the blood being pulled out of the legs in terms of the fact that you're always standing on your feet, or mostly, and so there tends to be a pull of gravity of the blood down. That the organs in your abdominal area tend to be pulled and settle on the pelvic floor. Now you are resting them on your diaphragm. The thyroid is being impacted by the pressure in the chest. All right, the plow pose, feet to or toward the floor over your head. The pose is, you can either place your hands at the floor at your back. But once your feet touch the floor, it actually will be quite easy for you to place your hands to the floor at your toes, which makes it the easier position. If you would like a more advanced aspect, you can put your hands to the floor at your back and join your fingers. It will be your call. Joining your fingers behind your back with your arms straight will begin to open the shoulders, hands to the floor over your head. We'll take some of the pressure off of your shoulders. Here, this accentuates the pressure of the chest against the throat and the chin. Accentuates the pull. It's like a forward bend. The pull on your lower back stretches and pulls the tension out of the muscles that sit at the back around the chest, the thoracic cavity. Placing your hands to the floor at your back, Lower your body to the floor slowly, one segment of the spine at a time. Of course, on your own, you can hold these asanas longer. When your heels do finally reach the floor, draw your heels to the buttocks. Even as you notice how much stronger your abdominal muscles are and are getting, drawing your heels to the buttocks, hold on to your ankles with a firm grip. Do not just hold on to your heels. Get a nice hold around your ankles. And then press the pelvis up. Press open the tops of your thighs, keeping the feet flat to the floor, your shoulders and arms to the floor. Arch the pelvis up. Stretching. Notice how your shoulders are being opened as you are opening your heart. Physically, opening the chest. Lower the body to the floor, straighten the legs, and go to the fish pose. Here in the fish pose with your legs straight, you will arch your chest up, keeping the buttocks to the floor, and place the top of your head to the floor. This gives the neck and the throat the opposite bend from the shoulder stand and plow. You want to hold the fish pose about half as long as the combination of the shoulder stand and plow. This will keep you then from overextending one side over another. Helps then to preserve the relationship of your cervical vertebra, the vertebra of the neck, to the shoulder blades, the arms, and the lower back. Hug your knees to your chest if you need additional relief. You can roll to the side or do the rocking horse back and forth, depending upon your needs. You may not have the need to do this at all. When you've satisfied the needs of your lower back, place your feet to the floor at your feet to the floor at your buttocks. Extend your arms out in front to the side of you in preparation for our Feldenkrais-like movement. Take your knees, both, bring your ankles together. Take your knees to the floor to one side so that your ankles are stacked on top of the other. Exhale when you do so, and then inhale, come back to the center. Exhale, taking your knees to the other side. Inhale, back to the center. Do this 3 times. When you've completed this set of 3, keeping the shoulders to the floor, have your head rotate in the opposite direction as of your knees. So as your knees go to the right, your head will go to the left. Exhaling while you move off of center, inhaling when you come back to center. You will do a set of 3 of these. When you've completed this second set of 3 at the rate of your breath, the third set of 3 will be your knees will go one way and your head will go the opposite way, and yet your eyes will follow your knees. So as your knees go to the left, for instance, your eyes will go to the left and your head will go to the right. Go slow enough so that way you can coordinate the movement of the body, of the breath, the eyes, the head, and the knees. You will do 3 of these. This will help you in being able to release the nervous system from fixed patterns. The technique is Moshe Feldenkrais. Just pay attention. Pay attention. When you've completed, straighten your legs, bring your arms by your side. and go to a state of quiet knowing. And bring your awareness to the head. Notice your head. Now be aware of your shoulders. How do you know your shoulders? Do you feel them? Do you see them? Do you think them? Some other means? Bringing your awareness now to your arms. Do you experience both arms the same? Rather than trying to influence it, notice it, benchmark. How do you know what you know? Do you tend to be a feeling, kinesthetic person? Do you tend to be a visual, picture, color-oriented person? Do you tend to be an auditory, sound or verbal, digital, auditory person? Do you tend to smell? Do you tend to taste? What is your tendency as you are aware? Move your awareness to your hands. Now be aware of the pelvis. If by chance you find that you begin to create a conversation with yourself, let your interest return to the particular part of the body that you are experiencing at the time as you move to your legs. Do you tend to be aware of both legs? One or the other? Can you find your legs mentally? Give yourself the time, the days, the weeks, the months. Even as you move your awareness to your feet, begin to know how you know your body and your embodiment. The abdomen is indeed moving with the breath. This was happening before I brought it up and will continue to happen when we are doing something else. You are a witness. Bringing the awareness to the crown of the head during the time of exhalation, travel through the body to the toes and toe tips. And during the inhalation, travel through the body to the crown of the head. Exhaling to the toes and toe tips, inhaling to the crown of the head. The awareness follows the breath between these two points. Bring your awareness to the breath passing through your nostrils. And as you prepare to go through your breathing practices, turn to the side, roll over, and come to an upright seated cross-leg position. Sitting with your head, neck, and trunk erect. Eleven, 21, or 54 strokes of Kapalabhati. Active exhalation, passive inhalation, rhythmically. 2 to 3 strokes per second. Or you may want to go slower depending upon your capacity. Please only do according to your capacity. Now I will guide you in the channel purification. Find out which nostril flows the easiest. Place your thumb at the right nostril, ring finger at the left nostril, take the index and middle finger and put it to your palm. Close one nostril, breathe out and in. Release, close the other nostril, breathe out and in. The one that's the easiest will be the active nostril. Close your passive nostril and exhale through the active for 6 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and inhale the passive. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and exhale the active. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and inhale the passive. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and exhale the active. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and inhale the passive. 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep it closed and exhale the passive. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now close and inhale the active. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and exhale the passive. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and inhale the active. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and exhale the passive. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close and inhale the active. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lower your hands to your lap, to your knees. And be aware of your abdominal muscles moving in response to breath. Do not move the abdominal muscles. You are a witness. Pay attention to your breath. You are a traveler, a citizen of the outer world and the inner world. These two worlds is where your citizenship lies. Choose to be a master here in the dream state, the inner world. By claiming your citizenship, learn how to be aware. You decide to pay attention to your breath. You will come into contact with memories. They belong here. Choose your breath and remember your choice. Paying attention to the abdominal muscles moving in response to the breath. Shift your awareness to the breath flowing through the nostrils. Remember the breath. You do not even have to think about breathing. It's a gift. It's grace. It just comes. Bringing your awareness to your breath, to your body, to your seat, your mat, to the room, to the sounds. Salutations to all sages of all paths. Salutations to the long line of gurus. Salutations to the divine light in the guru. Salutations to my most beloved Guru. I am thine and thou art mine. Use me as thine instrument. Make the transition from being aware of yourself as an inner experience to including the outer experience a gradual one by bringing your hands before your eyes and open your eyes into your hands so that your hands are the first things you see when you open your eyes. Or let your gaze fall gently to the floor. At some point, lower your hands to your lap or just let your eyes begin to raise. Extend your awareness further into the room. I bow to the divinity within you. Namaste.